Okay, Mr. Sully, I'll give you 3 brainwave women, 4 human cyclones, and 1 yo-yo girl.
No, I don't think so. I mean, this amazing Man of Steel Man number 45 is not just any old Man of Steel Man. This is the last issue drawn by the original creator, Darby Blue.
I know. So what if I add the first 5 issues of the Lumpy Squad?
All right, kid. Looks like you really want this.
Look, Skeeter, I got it. I got number 45.
Doug has a whole Man of Steel Man series.
You do?
Uh-huh. Well, except for issue number 1.
Wow! You've got Man of Steel Man number one?
Yep, just came in.
How much is it?
Not for sale. No, sir, not this baby. Took me 10 years to find. It's priceless. Oh, well.
You mean I can touch it?
Yep.
The rarest Man of Steel Man in the world. The only thing I really, really wanted in my whole life, right here in my own 2 hands. I'd give anything to have it. For days and days, I couldn't think about anything but Man of Steel Man number 1. Even if I found one, I could never afford it. What was the point of even collecting them? There are only 75 copies in the whole world, Skeeter. The chances of my finding another one are 1 in a zillion. No, a bajillion.
Hey, you like comics? The Amazing Man. Oh, yeah, he's great. He's my favorite. Hey, listen, if you're interested, I got a friend with a whole bunch of comics he's trying to get rid of.
I don't know. King Quacky, Uncle Grunty and his barnyard gang, My Little Flouncy.
Keep looking. I'm sure you'll find something you like.
Super Ginseng. It was a miracle. Man of Steel Man, number 1, just lying in a trunk like it was an ordinary comic book. I wondered if he knew what he had.
Wow, Doug, they got that priceless issue.
I guess this one's okay.
Will you tell him this is a plastic issue? And I was guessing, go on.
My friend says that one might be worth quite a few bills because it's in a plastic wrapper.
Are you kidding? That thing's worth a...
Yeah, well, usually I'd say you're right, but this particular copy isn't really in mint condition.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, there's thumb marks on the edges of the pages and a rolled spine, and look at that tear right there.
But, Doug, that's...
Okay, do it, okay?
He says okay. What's it worth to you? He says you got a deal, my man.
Pleasure doing business with you.
Heroes, the amazing boy who collected my entire series.
Welcome aboard, young man.
Time
for congratulations, superheroes. My massive brain has just detected a disturbance.
Hey, what the?
What shameless thievery! This could only be the work of one man.
You mean your arch-nemesis, Dr. Master Snatcher, who was first introduced in issue number 45?
You are an amazing boy.
Quick, superheroes! We've no time to lose! You're part of the team now, comic collector boy. Follow me!
Hey, Skeeter, you want to stop in at Sully's? I can't wait to see his face when I tell him I got issue number... Huh? Closed? But it's always open on Saturdays.
I wonder what's up.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Mr. Sully got sick or something. Oh, no. He because Man of Steel Man number one is gone. No way it could be the same one, Skeeter.
Sure, stuff like this happens all the time.
Exactly what I was thinking. Okay, now, let's not leap to conclusions. We still don't know that anything out of the ordinary happened. Rare comic book collection shoplifted from used bookstore?
Oh, no!
He's snatching everything in sight! Faster, superheroes! We've got to stop him!
Something's broken up?
Oh no! He's taken...
Man of Steel Man, what's wrong?
This must be his hideous plan.
Yes, once he snatches every comic book in the galaxy...
He'll have total control of our superpowers.
Quick, yo-yo girl.
It's useless, Super Jerks! Now that I've got every issue, you couldn't harm a flea!
Help us, Comic Collector Boy. You must catch Dr. Master Snatcher. You must.
We went through the mall to try and talk to those guys who sold it to me, but...
I forget, Doug. What did they look like again?
Well, you remember, they were high school guys with sunglasses. The store stayed closed for over a week. I knew that if I could only talk to Mr. Sully, he'd tell me my issue number one wasn't the stolen one, that it was just some crazy coincidence. Or maybe not. I mean, even if it was the stolen one, I bought it fair and square. I figured it'd be better just to ask my dad what to do. Dad?
Yes, son?
There's this kid, right? And he's got a hold of this thing, right? And later this kid finds out that, well, maybe this thing that he's wanted for so long, maybe a bad thing. Well, it's a good thing. It's really great. But it may be bad.
Uh-huh.
And whatever that thing is, he didn't do the bad thing. Somebody else did.
Which thing are we talking about?
Well, the most important thing in the whole world. And he bought it fair and square.
Well, if it's fair and square...
You mean he should keep it?
Well, if it's fair and square...
Thanks, Dad. You're the best.
Yahoo!
After my dad told me I could keep it, I felt okay for a while.
What a cool dad! He really said you could keep something you stole?
Not stole, Skeeter. Bought. Fair and square. And he said as long as I bought it fair and square...
Hey, look, Doc! Sully's store is open! Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Oh,
only one kid under 18 admitted at a time? That's crazy! Why did he do that?
Because some kid shoplifted Mr. Sully's comic books last week.
Yeah, and ruined it for all of us.
Somehow I knew I couldn't just keep running away from Mr. Sully. Hi?
I'm sorry about the robbery.
Yeah.
You know, I was just wondering if issue number one, Man of Steel Man, got stolen too?
They all got lifted. I'll either buy something or leave, so the next greedy kid can come in and snoop around.
It was awful. I'd never heard Mr. Sully talk about kids that way before, and I never saw everybody this unhappy before.
Can you see him, Comic Collector Boy?
No! It looks like Dr. Master Snatcher has... escaped! Oh no! What's happening?
There's no hope, Comic Collector Boy. Without the comic books, we have no past.
And without a past,
we don't exist!
But wait, Comic Collector Boy, why aren't you fading with us?
That's right. You're a superhero too.
He has issue number one.
But I didn't steal it. I bought it fair and square.
We know. Goodbye, Comic Collector Boy.
It was time to do the hardest thing I'd ever done in my life.
Okay, kid, where'd you get it?
I bought it fair and square from two high school guys.
I didn't know that it was yours. Well, you believe me, don't you?
Eric? Norman? Get rid of all these signs.
Mr. Sully was so happy he got his comic book back that he let every kid in the store, and he even gave them all a complimentary copy of the latest Lumpy Squad. As for me, well, I realized that only having the other 99 issues of The Amazing Man of Steel Man was nothing to be ashamed of.
Do you have issue number 65 over there? I can't wait to see what happens to me next. By the way, thanks again for giving up your powers to revive us, Comic Collector Boy. What was your real name again?
Call me Doug. Just Doug. Just be careful with the cover.